Would you have ever guessed that personality types could be the secret sauce to family relationships, homeschooling peace, or even predicting attraction with your spouse way back in the day? Today, we're going to talk about this with Jen Roberson. Hey, mamas. Welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to Jen Roberson. She is the co-author of The Wonderful Wandering Wagon, a middle grade chapter book series designed to teach entrepreneurship and life skills through a fun fantasy adventure. It's part slice of Life in Narnia, part Legend of Zelda, and part business book. And Jen is also a fellow homeschooling mom, like me, a veteran, and I'm so delighted to have you here today. I've been really looking forward to this chat.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I've had fun chatting so far, and I'm really excited to just talk about mom life and stuff.
Yes, me too. We have so many similar experiences. We both have multiple children, and some of them have had extra challenges, and we've homeschooled for so much of it. And both of us really enjoy entrepreneurship, which is, a little bit different than maybe what a lot of the moms listening are familiar with. I'm really excited to chat about this with you. I know you are really into being able to use personality types to help support your kids in your home, in your homeschool, and even through entrepreneurship. So I would love to touch on that a little bit with you. How did you even get interested in personality types?
So I actually had a friend who was like really deep into the nitty gritty of personality types. And I have ADHD. And so it turned into just one of my special interest topics. And I found it wasn't just like a person, like a lot of people, when they think of personality types, they think of it in terms of like just a simple personality test. But the problem is most of the time, basically depending on how stressed out you are, depends on how you present. And so sometimes the questions can be really confusing because you're like, sometimes I'm like this and sometimes like I'm like this. And so I found out, like I learned more, that if you look outside of just the Myers-Briggs personality types, you can go into like cognitive functions and realize, okay, this is how I tend to approach this. And this is how I tend to approach this. And it's really interesting because it's very symmetrical, like who you're attracted to and who you're, you can almost like there's patterns in like who you're going to find attractive, who you're going to get married to, all these things. And like there's literally personality types that just automatically attract each other and others. And it's really interesting because if you look at pretty much any voluntary relationship, so like friendships, spouses, you know, whoever you decide to date, all of that has an element of attraction in it, except for your children, because your children are given a random personality type that is not necessarily what you would be attracted to. And so it's been really interesting as some of my kids have been personality types that typically I would not have a lot of fun with. And I have some challenges with them because of it, to be able to go, okay, God made them this way. It's not bad. It's not wrong. All of the cognitive functions are important. He created the body to need them all. It's not just my way. And then also going, oh, well, that's why that makes me feel this way, because it just tends to make me feel this way. And realizing, okay, this is more of just how we're wired and navigating, it gives you a little bit more tools on how to navigate those type things and how to allow people to be who God created them to be without saying, no, it has to be my way. Because every cognitive function has its own advantages, has its own disadvantages. And then you can also, when you're aware of those, you can look at them and you can see them for their strengths and ask for help, like when you need help on certain things. And it's really cool navigate all of that.
Absolutely. I think it would also take a lot of the pressure off, because I know for many moms that I've met, you know, they'll get really wound up and tense, or they can make it be about the kid, that the kid is a really bad kid, when actually neither is true. Like you said, it could just be the personality types don't really get, you know, easily along, but that's not a problem if you learn to work around that. So I think that can bring a lot of peace and hope.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know, laughter, acceptance, and going, okay, well, I mean, I've got my one son, he is a gearhead. Like, he's 5 and he loves every vehicle imaginable. And he's like, I'm going to go fast. I'm like, if 5, he's going to go fast in all of those things. And like, this is not the type of person I would be attracted to if I was on the dating scene. I would not be like, hey, let's go. But at the same time, like, I love my kid, and I can be like, okay, yeah, you make me nervous sometimes, but that drive to experience things and to reach out, that's also what allows him to take appropriate risks and to go out and try new things and work on new things and all of that. So we can appreciate what God created in him, even if it makes us a little bit nervous sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think being able to understand that God literally did create them this way. He also created us the way he created us, and that we can rest in him and his knowledge that he still chose a child for us that may not have been, like you said, who we would have naturally been drawn to, but that there's a goal and a purpose, and it can be beautiful if we're willing to learn about it and navigate it in a healthy, whole way.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. I love that. Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. I'm going to be having you back soon to talk about, you know, a lot of this on a much, much deeper level. So we'll really dive into that. But I want to touch also on the fact that you have a lot of entrepreneurship in your family. And so I don't want to end this episode before we get a chance to chat about that. You guys have actually just released a book for kidpreneurs, which I am mega excited about. And actually, don't tell my kids, but I have it sitting in the closet for Christmas and I can't wait to read it to them. So tell us a little bit about, like, how did your family become entrepreneurs?
So how we got here, basically over the entire course of our marriage, it's just a stack of like failed business attempts. 15 years ago, we were trying to roast coffee in our apartment. We tried to do a woodworking business. We tried all kinds of digital marketing before it was like a thing, and sales funnels. And it's been an interesting story. But what really set us in that direction firmly was my husband was at a major Fortune 500 company for like 10 years. And he had a manager that like was horrible. And when we had moved down here, there was a manager that was good, that understood that what the company was asking for wasn't really helpful. And so they understood that their job was to run interference. And basically he got put under a different manager and he's like, babe, we've got like 3 months because I can't do this. And so we went on vacation in the woods where like you had no cell phone signal. And then while we were gone, somebody called in and like needed to call in sick, but they called his voicemail, so they couldn't get a hold of him. And when he got back, he was trying to sort that out. And they're like, well, that's your fault. And he's like, no, I was on vacation. And they're like, well, if you don't want to give your reps your cell phone number, then like you can check your voicemail 3 times a day on your days off. And he's like, can you do that? And they're like, well, you're salaried, so yeah. And he's like, you can make a rule just for me. And they're like, yeah. And so his manager's manager is like, hey, what's your weekend plans? So he just took his laptop in and put it on her desk and said, that's my weekend plans, and walked out.
Wow, good for him, but wow.
Yeah. Frankly, we had seen it coming. We had already bought a house several months back, knowing that we didn't want to have to navigate entrepreneurships and mortgages and stuff like that. And so we knew that it was coming. And really, by the end of the weekend, like that happened on a Thursday, and by Monday, we were like, this is our shot. This is our shot to do entrepreneurship. This is our shot to make it happen. And so we opened up a personal branding market, like photography studio, and went there.
That
So.
is amazing. That is amazing. So, I definitely want to talk a whole lot more about that because this has now trickled down into your kids. It's trickled down into you guys even creating a book to help other kidpreneurs. It's helped shape your homeschool. And I'm looking forward to a deeper dive into this.
Oh,
So,
we're gonna have a great time later.
yes. So, everybody who is listening, I know they're going to want to find you. So, where can they find you between now and when we chat again?
You can find information about our book at www.wonderfulwanderingwagon.com. And that's where more information about the book is. We're on Instagram under Wonderful Wandering Wagon as well. So.
Okay, awesome. So we'll have you back very soon. We're going to talk all kinds of things about like how to homeschool teenagers and should you be terrified of that? And how entrepreneurship and homeschool can match together and how personalities can help to really make this work well. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation. And Jen, thank you so much for being here today.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.